This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. In December 1785, William Wilberforce didn't know what to do with his life. Wilberforce would later lead the fight against slavery in Great Britain. He would skyrocket to the top of the political activist charts. But along the way, he would suffer defeat after defeat after defeat. Wilberforce would simply not go away. And he was therefore able to galvanize opposition to slavery to the point that opposition to slavery itself became popular. But in December 1785, Wilberforce was struggling with what to do with his life. Having just embraced Christianity only a few months before, he wasn't sure how or if his newfound faith could or should impact the political realm. So Wilberforce was contemplating giving up his life as a politician and member of Parliament. It was then that he visited two people important to his life, a spiritual mentor named John Newton, the former slave trader turned preacher and writer of that hymn, Amazing Grace, and another mentor, a personal friend, William Pitt, who would later become Prime Minister of England. Both helped Wilberforce understand that one could serve the cause of Christ in the political arena. These were Pitt's words to Wilberforce. "Surely the principles of Christianity are simple," he said, "and lead not to meditation only, but to action." Those two mentors helped Wilberforce clarify his purpose. And if positive change is to be undertaken, it must begin with a defined purpose. For Wilberforce, it was the suppression of the slave trade and the reformation of manners, as he put it, manners meaning morality. Wilberforce reminds me of the importance of having a mentor or mentors in your life. A mentor can help clarify your purpose and keep you on track to achieve your goals. Just how does that work? Did you notice that I said mentors? Well, you don't have to be limited to just one. You might have mentors for different aspects of your life, your spiritual life or your business life. But a good mentor, in my opinion, will contribute to your entire well-being, not just one aspect. But some mentors are naturally gifted in some areas more than others. Mentors should be the kind of people you admire and look up to, someone you think of as a wise person. Newton was more of a spiritual mentor to Wilberforce, and Pitt was more of a political one, but both overlapped to a degree in those areas, and because of their wisdom for life experience, they helped Wilberforce. Another important aspect in finding a mentor is to find someone who's interested in you. You don't want a mentor who sees you as a nuisance, someone who takes up their time. Nor do you want a mentor who needs you in a sense of being needed to be a mentor. That could lead to a codependent relationship, and often someone like that is more interested in the idea of being a mentor than in actually being one. So find someone you respect and someone who is available, and then determine how much time you're able to spend with that person. Do you want to connect with them once in a while? Is it someone with whom you could meet once a week for coffee? You don't necessarily have to start off with a year commitment, but some people like that. I'm of the opinion you can have lunch with someone, and if that relationship looks like something could develop into a mentoring-type relationship, you could ask, "I'd like to meet with you from time to time to get your advice or bounce some things off you. Can I call you occasionally?" And if they're enthusiastic about that, you might say, "Well, could we try once a week or every other week or once a month?" Whatever you have in mind. They might say, "I can't do once a week, but I can meet with you once a month." Don't be afraid to state what you need. "I need direction in such and such area of my life," you might say. "I see you as the kind of person that could give me some good guidance. Would you be willing to meet with me?" John Newton and William Pitt were certainly instrumental in William Wilberforce's life. He learned about a grace from them, more than just grace quickly uttered before a meal. It was an amazing grace, so amazing that it brought John Newton, William Pitt, and Wilberforce to a place where they all had a part to play in doing something incredibly humane and positive, something that changed the very course of history. Okay, come back here and join me next week. And in the meantime, you go out there and you be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs.